This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are live at ForkFest for the second time ever. ForkFest is a decentralized libertarian camping event happening at the beautiful Rogers Campground, which is where we are seated right now. We're in the RV area. Some vendors appear to be getting set up, maybe, and by some I mean one.
Yes.
It's bright and early here on ForkFest, which is going to be the next 5 days. We're going to be here broadcasting from this event, and I think it's going to be good. I think that it's going to definitely be bigger than last year.
Yes.
Based on the amount of interest that we've seen on, like, the Telegram chat and the ForkFest forums, where people have announced various different events that are coming up over the weekend. And we're going to talk about those things as they come up or as we feel like discussing them. But there's all kinds of things in the news still worthy of talking about. And really, honestly, at this point, there's not much happening here.
Right.
So, I mean, it's actually a little bit of a cool day. It's overcast here today on this is the Thursday, the very beginning of ForkFest. So it's going from the 14th through the 18th, so it'll be Monday will be the last day of this event. It's definitely not too late for you to get on up here and grab yourself a campsite or an RV site and come up and join the event.
And when you say that Monday is the last day, you mean through Monday night.
Through Monday,
events happening. So
sure. There's a party Monday night.
Through Tuesday.
Through Tuesday, I guess. Yeah, yes. I guess we should say that. Anyway, so it's Ian and Daryl here on our remote site, site 45 here at the campground. We got everything
RV
all set
site.
Up. RV, yeah. That's
because there are RV sites and tent sites.
Correct.
And if somebody's wandering around the tent area looking for us, they will not find us
45
there.
45 there, yeah. So we're going to, you know, tell you more about the event as the show goes on here tonight. But last night you weren't able to be on the program. We had TJ the Spy sitting in for you. And there was definitely a story that you'd found worthy of discussion all the way from California. What's the news?
Yeah, and we actually talked about this a couple of months ago, I think, when they were going through the petitioning process for qualifying the three California's proposal for the ballot.
As opposed to the California secession proposal, which is another proposal they're trying to get signatures for.
And you may recall a couple of years ago there was the six California's proposal.
Did that ever make it to the ballot? I don't think it did.
That did not. And Tim Draper was sort of the mastermind behind the six Californias, also the guy financing the three Californias.
Okay, so
proposal.
He figured, let's keep it simple, go from six to three.
A little simpler, and, well, the news from Tuesday is that it did make the ballot.
Wow.
And I had the article pulled up here, and then LA Times website just popped some big, huge, giant thing up, and I was
able to make that go away. If I recall, it was what, like 700,000 valid signatures or 600,000 or something?
No, they had collected about 600,000, which almost double what was needed.
So they were shooting for like 300,000 then. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, 300 and some odd thousand is what is needed. The article here from the LA Times again says, California's 168-year run as a single entity, and then they go on to describe that single entity as having a lot of coastline and desert and mountains, et cetera, could come to an end as a controversial plan to split the Golden State into three new jurisdictions has qualified for the November 6th ballot.
Excellent.
If a majority of voters who cast ballots agree, a long and contentious process would begin for three separate states to take the place of California, with one primarily centered around Los Angeles and the other two divvying up the counties to the north and the south.
Okay.
Completion of the plan, which is far from certain given its many hurdles at the judicial, state, and federal levels, would make history.
And it sure would. Well, I mean, it would make history for California. It wouldn't be the first time a state has split. I mean, West Virginia, right?
Right, and that's the thing, is people forget that, and it's not just West Virginia,
right.
Kentucky was also originally part of Virginia.
No kidding. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, people forget about that.
Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, but the whole West Virginia thing, There's also this weird convoluted story from the feds of, oh, well, see, West Virginia didn't secede from Virginia. They were the rightful Virginia because the original Virginia had seceded and then something whilst simultaneously saying a state can't secede from the Union because, see, we had that court case in Texas that said that Texas couldn't do it. So, therefore, reasons, I guess. And the article here continues, it would be the first division of an existing U.S. state since the creation of West Virginia in 1863. Tim Draper, the Silicon Valley venture capitalist who sponsored the ballot measure, said three states will get us better infrastructure, better education, and lower taxes.
Could be.
He added that states will be more accountable to us and can cooperate and compete for citizens. In the initiative's introductory passage, Draper argues that vast parts of California are poorly served by a representative government dominated by a large number of elected representatives from a small part of our state, both geographically and economically. The proposal aims to invoke Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, the provision guiding how an existing state can be divided into a new state or states. Draper's plan calls for three new entities. Tentatively, and these names can be changed, tentatively referred to as Northern California, California, and Southern California, which would roughly divide the population of the existing state into thirds.
Really? Okay.
And they do have maps, and I think two of the new states have populations of about 12.3 million, and the other is just over 13.
Okay.
So fairly equally divided as far as population. Northern California, I think, would be the largest geographically. Continuing on, they say Northern California would consist of 40 counties stretching from Oregon south to Santa Cruz County, then east to Merced and Mariposa counties. Southern California would begin with Madera County in the Central Valley and then wind its way along the existing state's eastern and southern spine, comprising 12 counties and ultimately curving up the Pacific coast to grab San Diego and Orange counties. Orange County being the county immediately to the south of Los Angeles.
Okay.
Under the long shot proposal, Los Angeles County would anchor the six counties that retain the name California, a state that would extend northward along the coast to Monterey County.
Well, I love how the media does everything they can to try to debase this concept right out the gate. Oh, it's a long shot. And then, they'll call them quixotic or, they'll have other creative adjectives to describe
the
people.
The eccentric billionaire.
Right.
Oh, you must be crazy. Why is it that if someone is wealthy and they do weird things, they're eccentric?
I guess, well.
But if they're of a low or middle income and they
crazy.
Do things, oh, that's just a crazy guy.
Good question. I don't have an answer for you.
Continuing on, it says, Draper's campaign website argues that three states would have reasonably similar household incomes and enough industries to produce their own viable economies.
Of course they would.
Yeah. It was that issue.
Hello, Vermont is, one of the lowest population states. They've still got an economy. I mean, California would be just fine. The three Californias would be fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
they
even
would still be three of the most populated states in the United
even
States.
Even if the one that retains the name California, according to this proposal,
which would be the Los Angeles one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if they didn't have any quote-unquote industry, it would still be a tourist area.
Yeah.
They would still wind up doing just fine economically because everybody wants to go to the beach. Everybody wants to go to Disney. Everybody wants to go to Hollywood and all of these other things.
I've been to Santa Cruz. It's very pretty. Very pretty.
The article continues, it was that issue, economic sustainability, that helped fell two of Draper's previous efforts in 2012 and 2014 to create six California states. Mm. Critics said some of the more rural regions would suffer from extraordinary rates of poverty as individual states, while the coastal communities would flourish in new smaller states where the lion's share of California's tax revenue is generated. And again, some kind of pop-up came up and it has completely frozen my phone. So if you can pull the article up.
Yeah, we can
up.
Do that coming up here in a few moments. We are actually at Rogers Campground for ForkFest 2018. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about this event. That is an unofficial site. There's no official site for ForkFest, and we're going to continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2018.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018 at the beautiful But today, a little chilly. The clouds are present. It was raining a little bit earlier. Luckily, it stopped actually just before we got set up here to broadcast from the RV portion of the campground. It's Ian and Daryl here in our remote studio. Looking forward to seeing some of our listeners up here this weekend. We know some of y'all are coming up. And if you can make it up here, it's definitely not too late. ForkFest is going all the way through basically Tuesday morning. And you can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about that. Also, you want to check out the Blink Home Security System. When you get a moment, go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get 15% off of the Blink Home Security System. It doesn't get any easier than Blink. You purchase the system. It's super affordable, and it's delivered to your door. You open it up. You unbox. You put the batteries in the cameras. Set the cameras up around your house, wherever you want them. Then you plug in the... There's like a little kind of hub device. That's the one wire in the system. That's the power that powers the hub. The batteries are the cameras are all battery operated, so it's super easy to get this set up. It takes you almost no time at all. It's just a few moments, and then you link them all together via your Wi-Fi enabled device. Whichever one you want, you know, your phone or your tablet or whatever. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get 15% off the already affordable system there. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. We're already seeing folks that we recognize here at the Fork Fest, which is sort of a fork off of another festival, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which will be coming up immediately after this particular event is done. That starts officially on Tuesday.
At noon.
And I know that we're going to be having Roger Paxton on our show with us as soon as he arrives. I'm sure he'll be eager to.
Yeah, I think he's getting up here on Saturday.
All right, so we'll hold it down here until then. We're going to continue. We're talking about the news. There's not too much happening here yet. We didn't expect a very busy first day, but we do know that some of our listeners have shown up earlier in this week, so there are probably some people on this campground who are already here and who've been here for a few days just because they wanted to maximize the amount of time that they have here in New Hampshire, because they probably come from places like California, places... Yeah. That are not so free. In fact, California ranked as the number 49 least free state in the United States. And so I wonder how the split, if the three-level split here that they're proposing that's going on the ballot, I believe it's this year, right?
This year, yeah.
So California voters are going to have the opportunity to register their opinion about the question of should California split into three. Now, wait a minute. Correct me here on this one, Daryl, if I'm wrong, because I know that some of these proposals in the past have been like, we want to propose that we propose the idea, meaning that they would put on the ballot the idea of having another vote on the question.
No. You're talking about the secession proposals that have been, we want to hold a special referendum to secede.
Right. So they were asking people if they wanted to hold a special referendum. In this case, would this go ahead and approve this idea if this,
this
were actually... This
would send the request to Congress.
To the U.S. Congress?
That's what is required for... A new state to be created from an existing state is it requires congressional approval.
Okay.
And that's part of why I think the LA Times is referring to this as a long shot proposal.
Because it has to be approved by Congress.
Right. So it's not just people in California saying we want to split, but it's then, you know, the people that supposedly represent us in New Hampshire deciding whether or not the will of the Californians should be recognized.
Well, I mean, I certainly hope that everybody who favors smaller government, who favors decentralization, who favors secession, will, if this does come forward, will contact their so-called representatives and let them know they support this. They want California to have the freedom to make this change.
Right. So continuing on here.
This is the LA Times.
LA Times. And again, they reference the previous attempts from Tim Draper to get similar but different proposals on the ballot in California. In 2012 and 2014, he had the Six Californias proposal. Ultimately, though, they say it was a fumble by Draper's political team that doomed the six-state effort. The campaign collected hundreds of thousands of signatures in 2014 on the initiative, only to see too many of them invalidated by election officials. Last September, Draper submitted the modified version that he calls Cal 3, On Tuesday, election officials said a sample of signatures projects that more than 402,468 of those signatures are valid,
nice.
Which is more than enough to be included on the November ballot that could see as many as 16 propositions by the deadline for certification later this month. Now, I want to touch briefly on this, the random sampling of signatures.
Yeah.
That's something that most other states do when looking at signatures. Instead of going one by one and verifying every single signature, they'll just, you know, randomly, all right, let's check the fifth signature on page three and the 12th signature on this. And if a certain number of those come back as invalid, then they'll do a more detailed check.
Okay.
But if, you know, the overwhelming majority come back valid, all right, we're assuming they're good.
Time saver. Okay.
Unless somebody challenges,
right.
And then they can go through. Continuing on, the cost of Draper's 2018 effort is still unclear. While he spent almost $4.9 million of his own money on the unsuccessful drive in 2014, state records show through December reports of only $559,000. That was before petition circulation intensified in the spring. Vendors were told in March they would be paid $3 per signature, which is higher than many of the other proposals found on card tables set up outside stores and other public areas. The History of California, admitted to the union in September 1850, has been marked by more than 200 failed attempts to either reconfigure its boundaries, split it into pieces, or even have the state secede and become an independent country. The last three-state proposal, crafted by a Butte County legislator, failed in the state capitol in 1993. A publicized effort by activists to have California secede from the United States, branded the Calexit proposal, continues to be bandied about for the ballot in 2020.
Okay.
So apparently Calexit has already, you know, figured out they're not getting the signatures for 2018.
Okay.
So let's work on 2020.
So that's going to be a few years away then, because in 2020, that's the one where they're going to ask if they should have a special referendum, which would then
the following
take place
spring.
Another year later. Right.
Nothing about Draper's historic demarcation of democracy would be easy. Were voters to approve his ballot measure, the effort would need the blessing of both houses of the California legislature. Lawmakers who, in a sense,
which
would be asked to abandon their post.
Well, now, hold on. So presumably they would do that because if this passes, that means that's what their constituents wanted. So hopefully they would support it.
You're assuming that legislators are going to go about, I was elected, sir, and I know better than you what you want.
I'm not presuming anything. I'm just hoping that they would, you know, say, hey, look, this is what the people actually want. And it doesn't mean they'd abandon their post. They would likely get reelected to the same post in the new California that whatever it is that they would break off into.
Right.
Likely. Or maybe even be appointed to that post initially. Who knows what the initial setup would be of this? Like the actual, if this were to be approved,
right,
the actual breakup process would be a bit of a mess, right?
Right, like, and each state would, and that's one of the reasons that some people oppose this. Well, it's going to be messy. We're going to have to spend all this money to rename all of these colleges and this and that,
boo-hoo.
New highway signs.
Yeah.
We're talking about billions of dollars here. Why, Mr. Small Government Man, do you want to spend billions of dollars?
I don't. Raise the money voluntarily. There's more coming up here in moments. We're at ForkFest 2018. We'll continue with the Three Californians and more coming up. Street Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News.
Today, the Justice Department's IG report found that former FBI Director James Comey made a serious error in judgment by notifying Congress shortly before the 2016 election that the FBI was reopening its Clinton email probe case. FBI Director Christopher Wray said one of the things you can expect to be fixed is all the leaking.
We're doing a number of things on that regard. First, we issued a new media policy. It's much stricter and much more clear than what had been in place before. Second, we're going to be doing intensive training on exactly those issues, things like the one that you alluded to, that includes contacts with the media. Third, we're going to make painfully clear to everybody that we won't tolerate noncompliance.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday, the Dow Jones lost 25 points to close the day at 25,175. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at ForkFest 2018. It is the very first day of this version of ForkFest, the second one. Last year, people were calling it a couple of different things. It was Shire Fest. It was Somalia Fest. I've heard a couple of people are going to refer to this one as Somalia Fest again, so Somalia Fest 2018. Yep. So, again, nobody has to agree on everything here. It's just as long as you agree to come to Rogers Campground and hang out with some cool, you know, libertarian types and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists, you're going to have a good time, I think, here at ForkFest. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. And I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. I think we're going to be seeing a Bitcoin.com tent set up here sometime tomorrow. They are sponsoring Alt Expo.
Nice.
And Free Talk Live is sponsoring Alt Expo. In fact, from what we understand, it's the first time Alt Expo has ever had sponsors in the entire history of Alt Expo.
How long has that been around? Like 15 years?
Yeah, because it started maybe about 14 years. It started, I think, in 2007, so maybe a dozen years or
okay.
Something like that.
I thought it had been around about as long as the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which I think this is the 15th year.
It is the 15th year of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I believe Alt Expo, and we're going to talk, I'm sure we'll talk to Jack Shimmick, who's in charge over there, but I believe they started in 2007 when the first Liberty Forum happened here in New Hampshire, because I remember that
being that Free Talk Live was actually broadcasting from that particular event, and it was like a big deal that there was this other event happening at the same time that had kind of broken off, sort of like ForkFest
right.
has broken off of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but Alt Expo sort of historically has happened at the same time, whereas ForkFest is happening the 5 days in advance of the Porcupine Freedom
Correct.
Festival, and Alt Expo is going to span both of the events.
Nice!
So we've actually got Free Talk Live banners for like the first time in the history of this show. We got those printed up, and those are going to be hanging. One of them is going to be hanging at the Alt Expo tent. So we're going to have, hopefully it's going to be a great weekend. There's no food vendors here yet, but from what I understand, by the time this weekend is over, Sunday, I think a lot of food vendors, not just for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but some people who specifically want to vend for ForkFest are going to show up here. So we'll keep you in the loop as to how this event develops. If you've ever been up here before, you know how beautiful it is. If you haven't, you're missing out. And you don't want to miss out on this. If you can make it up this weekend, come on up. If you can make it up for ForkFest, come on up for that. It's a great event. You do have to buy a ticket for ForkFest. But for ForkFest, there's no ticket required, just whatever day pass you need to get into the park if you're going to be here just for the day. Or
right.
if you're going to camp, then you got to get a camping site, obviously. And there's hotels, too. So if you're not the camping type, there's the motel on the premises. And then just down the street, there's also another there's a hotel very, very nearby. But kudos to Rogers Campground for having us here, as always. As we continue, if you're talking about California, and once again, this is all brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you want to learn about Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com, check it out there. There's a lot of great resources there on that site. California, the Three Californias proposal has gotten enough signatures to make it onto the ballot in 2018.
Yes.
We're talking about what that could possibly mean for the people of California, and that it might be, you know, it might actually be a tricky situation to split up these, you know, three segments of the state.
Right. And this is something that is most likely going to wind up going to court. Again, article here from the LA Times says that if voters approve the ballot measure, the effort would need to be given the blessing of both houses of the California legislature. Draper's proposal says the initiative...
Before it goes to Congress.
Yes, but there might be a way that it can avoid that. The article continues. Draper's proposal says the initiative, acting under California's constitutional power of voters to write their own laws, would serve as legislative consent. That interpretation would likely end up in court.
The interpretation that it was the people doing their own legislating?
Right, because something in California's constitution, and they don't cite what article, and I haven't
take
read
their word for it,
but there's something in the constitution that gives the people of California the approval to write their own laws, and that would serve as legislative consent. It's kind of like how California wound up getting their medical marijuana, and their legal marijuana was ballot
initiative,
where the voters acted as the legislature. Because they wrote their own laws. From there, whether it goes to a court or goes through the California legislature, from there it would go to Congress for congressional approval.
Yeah.
Here, too, politics would presumably play a major role.
This is where it's going to get, you know, more difficult, because then they're going to be fighting over the idea that, well, how will this affect the number of Democrats and Republicans that we have in Congress? Because that's what it's going to be.
Yes, specifically the U.S. Senate, where currently California has
two
senators in the 100-seat Senate.
Right. Now there would be six from...
And it would wind up increasing to a 104-member chamber, because each state gets two regardless of size, etc. That, they say, would
dilute help
that the power of other states and increase the power of what used to be a single state. If it's six senators banded together on various issues.
No, that would presume that all of the senators would be banding together. I mean, look, isn't Northern California more historically kind of a red state, basically? Like, it's more likely to maybe elect some Republicans there?
But this proposal would also include the Bay Area in that Northern California.
San Francisco.
The southern portion would probably wind up having Republican representation.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll help them out by going ahead and seceding New Hampshire. That way it'll go down to 102 instead of 104.
Yeah, I don't think that would fly in Congress either because, you know, 50 states, and I've seen people make this weird argument online.
We can't have more than 50 states.
50 is just a nice number.
It's round.
Okay, well, it used to be 48, and it was 49 for a while, and it was, you know, like 40
wasn't
something
it
else.
The,
it was 13 originally, and, you know, 35 at one point. Yeah. There have been all these modifications.
And it was less than 100 years ago that Hawaii and Alaska joined as states, so this wasn't a long time ago. You know?
Right, and it was just over 100 years ago when Arizona joined.
Yeah.
Continuing on, they say that... increasing
well, people
the
hate change,
size of
Darryl.
The Senate.
They hate change.
Except for when they want change.
Even then, they probably hate it.
The increase in the size of the Senate, they say, would dilute the power of other states and increase the power of what used to be a single state if those senators banded together.
Yeah.
Well, don't most of the senators wind up banding together with other senators because, you know,
Welcome
they're
politics.
Part of a party and they've agreed to do whatever the leader of the caucus tells them to do?
Right.
Presidential politics could also doom the proposal once it reached Washington.
Did the same objections come up when, you know, the Virginias split? Were the same objections made at the U.S. Senate?
Probably not because, you know, that was during the midst of the Civil War. And, you know, that's part of why the Congress didn't act upon the 1859 vote to split California because there was fear that the southern portion of the state might join the Confederacy and then give them coast to coast and some kind of something. Vikram Amar, law professor who has written extensively about Draper's plan, pointed out last fall that the shift in California's votes in the Electoral College, which have been awarded for a quarter century to Democratic nominees, would now be split between three states. And one of those states, based on past election results, could be won by a Republican.
OMG.
Amar wrote that Democrats would be very reluctant to run the risk of supporting the proposal in Congress, and risk aversion looms large in these matters, which helps explain why no new states have been added to the United States in over 50 years, and no new state has been crafted out of an existing state for more than 150.
Well, who wants to be a state anyway? I mean, it's not like there's a big line.
Puerto Rico.
Do they really? Because there's split votes on that. I mean, the people of Puerto Rico have not been of a one mind even close on that issue.
Well, the last vote that they had, it was this two-step vote process. And
plebiscite.
Yes. Well, plebiscite is just the term for non-binding referendum.
Yeah. That's what they've been having on this
Which is
question.
What they've been having, but it was a two-step. So instead of asking the question, which of these following five different proposals do you like, it was, do you want to change the current status of Puerto Rico?
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. Find out a little bit of what's happening by going into the ForkFest forum and looking at some of the posts there. There's a couple of different calendars that are competing. So, it's a decentralized event. Surprise! People have different ideas on how to run a calendar, so yeah. There's two of them at least. And the other thing is, not everything is actually on the calendar. It's just going to be one of those things. I know TJ is one of our co-hosts. He's going to be doing a letter-writing event where he'll provide the pens and the paper and the stamped envelopes to write a letter to Ross Ulbricht, to write multiple letters to Ross Ulbricht. But he says that, hey, you know, even if you don't go to the event or you don't find out when it is, just find him and then he'll have that stuff for you. You can write a letter anytime you want throughout the weekend.
Nice.
And, of course, Ross Ulbricht's mother is going to be at ForkFest once again. That's the event following this, starting on Tuesday. For those that don't know, Ross Ulbricht, the man who is currently in prison on a double life sentence plus 40 years for the dastardly crime of running a website.
And being a libertarian.
Do you think that's why they went after him?
That's part of why he got the severe sentence, is because he was unrepentant
right.
In the eyes of the court, and he still holds on to his libertarian beliefs.
Yeah. That much is true. And we're talking about Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, which was the world's first underground drug marketplace that, in my opinion, actually helped the world by providing a safe place for people to purchase
and sell drugs to, you know, other consenting adults. But that's another issue entirely. If we spot Lynn Ulrich before Porkfest, we're certainly going to grab her and talk to her. I don't know when she's expected to arrive. But we're here at Porkfest, and that is happening, as I said, through the end of Monday, so through to Tuesday morning, basically. There's going to be a last party on Monday night, as there was last year.
Yes.
Jim Babb, who's a longtime listener of Free Talk Live and supporter of this this radio program, is going to be throwing that at his campsite. It was a great party last year. I suspect it'll be great again.
And there's a pre-party happening earlier on Monday. It's not on the calendar. It is in Telegram.
All right. Go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about that there. As we continue here, you were just telling us about the Puerto Rico and...
Yeah, the last plebiscite that they had on changing their status, where right now they are officially a territory that is recognized as a commonwealth something, not that commonwealth makes a difference from a legal standpoint. But a couple of years ago, they had a plebiscite where it was a two-question plebiscite. Question one is, do you want to change the current political status of Puerto Rico, yes or no? And then, if yes wound up winning, then the results of question two would wind up being enacted, and question two was statehood, independence, or independence and free association with the United States, which is what Micronesia, Palau, and one other place that I never can remember which one, they are technically independent countries, but, you know, there's certain
things. They use the dollar.
They have
a post office.
Yeah. And so question two was actually boycotted by the pro-independence crowd, as I understand it. And that led to statehood getting something like 60% of the vote.
Okay.
So there are some people saying, oh, well, it's not legitimate because this, or it is, or whatnot. But in either case, Congress has failed to act, and I don't think Congress will ever act.
Huh.
Because it's one of those things. Well, what would a 51? We can't just have 51. That's not an even number. What would the flag look like, Ian?
Insane. And so you're saying that could be the same situation here. If California votes for the three California's proposal, which would split California into three separate states, which requires the approval by Congress,
yes,
you're saying similar objections would come up inevitably and possibly would sink the idea of the three Californias.
And that's what the article here from the LA Times is saying as well. Again, they've got quotes from a law professor, Vikram Amar. Continuing on, there's also debate about whether such a sweeping change can even be created through a ballot initiative. That is, whether it rises to the level of a revision of the California Constitution, which can only be instigated by the legislature or a formal constitutional convention. Revisions, Omar says, are generally seen by the courts as most substantial, or rather as the most substantial kinds of a change to a government. And what is greater, or what is of greater importance to a state than its geographic boundaries?
Revenue.
Omar continues, as the national debate about a wall along the Mexican border rages, we are reminded that even in a digital age, physical space and physical lines matter immensely to the course of people's lives and the legal regimes under which they live. A nascent opposition campaign already is sounding the more practical alarms about splitting California into three states. It could easily be bankrolled by some of the state's most powerful forces, especially those aligned with Democratic leaders. Steve Maviglio, Democratic political strategist representing opponents to the effort, says this measure would cost taxpayers billions of dollars to pay for the massive transactional cost of breaking up the state, whether it be universities, parks, or the retirement system. California government can do a better job addressing the real issues facing the state, but this measure is a massive distraction that will cause political chaos and greater inequality.
I mean, besides updating the signage on the roads, which obviously, you know, the roadside companies are probably just, you know, salivating at being able to do that, why would the universities have to change? I mean, you can still be the University of California in Northern California or wherever the heck it is that the University of California is. I guess there's probably more than one location for that campus.
There are a bunch of campuses, but
why would you have to change your name? I mean,
well, it might not be changing the name But they're currently all structured, you know, the state-run universities are handled through Sacramento as part of the University of California.
For funding purposes.
It's the University of California system, the state colleges of California, the community college, this, that.
Yeah.
So there are all kinds of structural things.
Those bureaucrats aren't going to want to have to do that work, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's the, well, we might have to change a sign name, etc.
Right.
Continuing on, critics have long wondered how citizens of a state where the majority of water supplies exist in one region would react if negotiations over new interstate compacts to share the resources turned contentious. College students who live in cities like Fresno may balk at being charged out-of-state tuition at UCLA. A San Diego company with an office in San Francisco would find itself facing two corporate tax structures and workplace regulations that a northern state might impose differently than one in the south. Draper's fascination with splitting California into separate states has been his only real foray into state politics, though he served briefly on the State Board of Education for 1 year in 1998. The 60-year-old entrepreneur, who is registered as an unaffiliated voter, often is identified as an early adopter of viral marketing in the 1990s and was an early investor in technology companies like Skype and Hotmail. Hmm. Do you remember Hotmail? Is that still around?
I mean, I never used it. That's Microsoft's product now.
Recently, Draper has been an outspoken advocate for cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin.
Excellent. I'm liking this guy more and more.
At an Amsterdam technology conference in April, the investor's praise of Bitcoin included some of the same messages he used in support of splitting California into multiple pieces, namely that residents will be free to move to whichever version of the state they think is governed best. The Draper told the crowd, "The government will have to compete for us now, but if we don't like this one, we can now bust out."
I hope so. I mean, I'm gonna be optimistic about this. It'll be interesting. At the very least, it'll be interesting to see what the people of California think. I don't expect the politicians to necessarily follow suit. I certainly don't expect anything out of the U.S. Congress. But, you know, this could be a very historic vote if indeed it is, you know, solidly one direction. And it'll also be interesting to see how desperate these opposition organizations get. Like, you know, they're going to start doing polls. And people are going to start registering their opinions. And I remember, was it Brexit, where it was close, but then it kind of flipped to in favor of?
And then,
the polls were saying it wasn't going to happen.
Right, and then also the Scottish independence, where that looked like it was going to pass, and then all of a sudden the Queen said, "You can't use the pound anymore!"
Who cares, lady? Get back in your closet or wherever
it
is they keep
it. It implied that they would not be able to call their currency the pound, as if she somehow has ownership over the use of that word.
Yeah. So we're going to continue here. Daryl, do me a favor. Drag that power strip toward the middle of this desk. It is beginning to rain once again here at Rogers Campground. That's something that we do encounter here at this campground is inclement weather upon occasion. Sometimes it's beautiful for days in a row, and then sometimes you just get a straight up downpour. That's just sort of the nature of being out here on a campground, and it still is beautiful either way. In my opinion, you know, rain doesn't bother me. We've got a tent. We're going to continue broadcasting here through the rain. If it becomes a storm, as long as it's not whipping in and getting our equipment too wet, then we're going to continue here from ForkFest 2018. Hour number two is on the way. It's Ian and Daryl. If you want to join the show, you're going to have to be here in person because we can't take phone calls out here in the middle of nowhere.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.